This band is called The Marlowes. They're a three-piece, and they are oh so smooth. This song is called Logica. The Marlowes on Wandering Rhythms Radio. This is CJSF 90.1 FM.
Thank you.
You're listening to Wandering Rhythms Radio, and we just heard four songs, the last three of which were from Canada. And the last one from the central coast of BC, Kingcome Inlet, just east of the north coast of Vancouver Island on the mainland, Garrett T. Willey, from his 2023 album, Same Pain. We heard the song So Long, and he's learned from the greats of blues music and trying to take over the world now with his very nice vintage style. So Garrett T. Willey, I believe an indigenous man, and in his 20s still planning to do some big things in his career. Before that, we heard one of the acts at the Vancouver International Jazz Fest this past weekend. They're called George, all caps, and that's the project of Montreal-based musician John Hollenbeck and his musical friends. It's a album called Letters to George, also from 2023, and the song we heard was O'Keefe, so some very orchestral, jazzy stuff there, George. And before that, we heard a local artist, Sam Dow, a solo act, and the track Acid Merengue that came out in 2022. So a electronic sort of a reimagining of a Latin merengue tune. And before that, we started off the set with a band from Indonesia, The Marlows, a new act playing vintage 60s, 70s sounding soul music, and the track was Logica from their upcoming album Parak, dropping August 9th. And in about 15 minutes, we are traveling to the very exciting musical world of Oregon, USA. But in the meantime, we're going to hear some more fine music from many places. And coming up next, music from Xinjiang, China, from the Uyghur people, also often pronounced Uyghur in English, whose Muslim culture is being threatened by the government of China. And recently in the news, on the BBC, it says that between 2009 and 2023, hundreds of names of villages in their region have been changed. So, definitely accusations of genocide, their culture being erased because it does not conform to the dominant culture of the government, the majority culture of China, the Han Chinese. And yeah, you'll hear in the music that it's a very, very different kind of music than what you would expect in, the main cities of China out east, like Beijing and Shanghai. This music is very much Muslim and sounds to me closer to Turkish or perhaps some Sufi music than anything else, really. This band is called the Mekit Dolan Mukam Group. Mukam is the style of music, and it's a unique form of folk music, one of the most important styles of the Uyghur people. So large-scale suites, songs, dances, instrumental sections, and it's quite improvised in some senses. So, yeah, we're going to hear a track, once again, by the Mekit Dolan Mukam Group. This is called Bash Bawayan Mukam. And this is from a record called Bawayan on Old Heaven Books, a record label out of Shenzhen, China. And this just came out this month. So this is some fresh Mukam for you on Wandering Rhythms.
Hey, oh,
This is Wandering Rhythms on CJSF Radio. We just heard Oneida and their new single, Here It Comes, from Expensive Air, long-running New York experimental rock group. And before that, we heard a Mukam. In fact, the Mekit Dolan Mukam group out of Xinjiang, China, from the Uyghur culture. We heard the song Bash Bawayan Mukam. So brand new music from the Muslim west of China. And over the whole course of the first hour, background music on this program, courtesy of EABS, E-A-B-S, their brand new album, Reflections of Purple Sun, triumphant jazz fusion music out of Wrocław, Poland. Next up, a trip to Oregon, just down the coast. Stick around, we're going road tripping.
The challenges our online spaces present, like online hate and the spread of misinformation. But how can the average person make our online world more positive? Studies have shown it takes just 10% of the people in a community to set its values. We're all digital citizens, and we all have a role to play. Join Media Smarts, Canada's Center for Digital Media Literacy, on October 23rd for Digital Citizen Day to help make our online world a better place to be. Visit digitalcitizenday.ca to find out how you can make a difference.
Noise of Carpet explores 1990s indie classics, recently exhumed underground gems, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Tune in if you're a slacker, loser, or creep for an hour of positively nostalgic triggers and some new stuff too. On CJSF 90.1 FM or streaming at cjsf.ca.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.